welcome to the podcast, fucks. Hey, Joe, let's do the intros. Go.
Oh, God, that was awful.
Yeah. Facebook, go.
Yeah, we have a thing on Facebook.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, Joe. You're awful.
You're awful.
Anyway, since Joe can't talk, dummy. Facebook, like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Can you do this, Joe? You ready for this? Our Twitter handle is...
At Comes Natural Pod.
Then go to iTunes, rate, subscribe, review, whatever order you want to do it. Cody.
Comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 A lot of people dying.
Fucking Christ, Mike.
Smooth intros. A lot of people dying.
You were the one that said you didn't want to do this.
I didn't want to do it, but there's a lot of people dying.
Yeah, but
there.
You... Ugh. I wasn't going to mention it. Now
nope.
You've mentioned it.
Yeah. Nope. A lot of famous people dead. 2016, year of killing famous people. They're trying to get a new batch of famous people in, so they got to take out a bunch of old ones.
That's not how it works.
I not think really. That's what the universe is saying. The universe needs new famous people, so it's taking out. There can only be so many famous people at one time.
Like Highlanders?
Yeah, like. There can be more than one, but like at a certain point, there can only be that many, you know? So, nature,
so
wiping
so one,
them out.
One gets taken away, some rando person somewhere gets the quickening and they become famous,
mm-hmm.
or destined to become
they
famous.
Get to, they level up to famous.
No, keep going, Mike. I'm waiting.
No,
yeah. No.
That's what happens. And that's why nature decided it needs more famous people, new famous people. It's taking out a bunch of the old ones. It's shitty. I agree. I don't like it, but that's what's happening.
Okay.
So, there's that. Thanks, nature.
Nature's a big old dick.
Yeah, nature, you a cunt.
More like a bag of cunts.
Yeah. Joe, you gonna bring your fucking A game today or what?
Bag of cunts all... Part of it's moist, part
I'm
of it's
I'm going to bring
sniff.
A game,
whoa,
like
whoa,
I said.
Whoa, don't describe it.
Like, slight moldy sections to it?
Hey, so I just watched that movie, Inner Space.
This motherfucker hadn't
seen
Inner
it.
Space.
Granted, he was probably, like, -6 when it came out,
it came
but
out
whatever.
It came out in 87. That was the year I was born, so...
So
why didn't you see
six.
It?
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently,
you had all this time.
It wasn't
time
on my
to
list
see
of important movies to watch.
I've seen
the movies that came out when I was born, and Joe saw the movies
all
that came
them?
Out when he was born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of them?
All of them.
Well, he's seen all of
yeah.
them. I believe that.
Joe,
me, not so much.
Yeah, Joe, nobody.
But
that.
I've seen Inner Space.
I'm in the middle of you two fucks. I've seen more than Joe, and I've seen less than Cody. That's.
Sounded really awkward.
Yeah, it sounded super sexual for
don't
a minute.
Fuck yourselves.
That's what we're talking about.
Right?
So
have we ever talked about what hit movies were out when we
no.
when the years we were born?
Let's talk about it. Let's start with the oldest.
So Joe.
I believe everybody's looking at you, Cody.
1976.
Cody's what?
Yeah, 1976, Mike.
41?
Ooh, 41
matches the number of his cats.
Oh, that's why you have so many every year. You accumulate a new one.
Yep. What is? All right, so 1981.
Sorry.
Dick bags.
Because you have 41 cats, you sack of shit. It's too
Whoa.
Many cats.
I'm not 41.
What?
What?
What year were you born, Cody?
1981. I just said that.
1981.
Out loud.
Both of you?
No, 1983 for me.
Oh.
You were born in 86, was it?
87. He just told you he was born in 87.
Boom.
All right. So, my number one movie the year I was born, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a good one. It's gonna
Very
be hard
nice.
To beat that.
It is.
It's gonna be hard to beat that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah.
Number two.
Hold on, let me see if I can get an actual list of highest grossing movies for that one.
Your highest grossing.
Thanks,
bitch.
Buddy. For Your Eyes Only.
Which one's that one?
That's the James Bond movie.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
with Roger Moore. You guys don't know who that is?
That was number two?
That was number two, yeah. There you
go. God damn.
And Mad Max 2, Road Warrior.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good year for movies.
You can't, this list can't be correct, though. Pretty sure. Maybe. Well, maybe it could be. Because it
Why?
Says number four is The Evil Dead.
Really?
It says most popular movies from 1981. I think IMDb might be lying about that, our list.
So would well, IMDb would it be, because it'd be the most popular ones, like probably based off of rating system, not like the highest grossing ones.
Yeah. Let's see if I can change this search a little bit.
Yeah, because I'm looking at mine right now, and it says Scarface is number one, The Outsiders, National Lampoon's, Vacation, and then Star Wars, Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, is number 4. So, yeah, I would probably bet that Star Wars grossed more than any of those.
Mm-hmm. This list is weird, too.
We don't figure it out, people. Bear with us.
Yeah, we weren't prepared.
We should probably start it over. I'll say...
Nah, that's fine. This comes naturally. We don't edit shit. Unless...
I'm saying editing. I'm saying start over.
Nah, it's fine.
This is awful.
You're awful.
This is a terrible podcast.
You're a terrible podcast. Hold on. Wait up.
So, highest grossing films.
Oh, I guess
1983. I found mine on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I found mine too. Well, I found it on two places. So, mine was Raiders of the Lost Ark, on Golden Pond, and Superman 2.
On what? Top 3.
On Golden Pond.
What's that?
A movie.
You know what it is?
I don't think so.
So, my top 5, we'll say, right?
Yeah, I'm in top 5.
So, Star Wars Return of the Jedi, like I said, highest grossing. Terms of Endearment came in number 2. Flashdance, number 3.
Yeah!
Trading Places, and rounded out with War Games.
Very nice.
There was also a Bond movie that year, Octopussy.
Yeah, it was every 2 years.
Yeah.
War Games?
War Games.
Matthew Broderick.
Nice. Matthew Broderick,
yeah. Well, made the Donkey Witch.
Yeah. On Golden Bond was a movie with Catherine Hepburn and Henry Fonda.
I seen it.
Sudden Impact also came out that year.
And Jane Fonda.
Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Wait, you would or just saying fuck that bitch?
Fuck that bitch. I don't like that.
He's like both. Some. I don't know.
To round my top 5 out, since we did a top 5, was Arthur and Stripes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Campbell Run came in right there in 6th, though.
What's 87? Because I didn't find it.
Let's find out.
Oh, Risky Business was also rounded out my number 10.
Nice, Risky Business.
87, you said? Right there. Yeah. Boom. You have 3 Men and a Baby as number 1. Fatal Attraction.
Ooh,
number 2.
Number 3 is a good one.
Yep, Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Yeah.
Good Morning Vietnam.
Nice.
Oh, and then your favorite.
Moonstruck. Mike's like, I don't know what that is.
Moonstruck.
Has Nicolas Cage in it. You like Nicolas Cage. I know how much you do.
I don't know that movie.
With Cher?
Yep.
Oh, the one where she slaps the shit out of him, tells him to snap out of it? Yeah. That's the only part I know because I've seen that on, like... Oh, remember back in the day?
Lethal Weapon came out the same year.
Yep.
And that wasn't top 5?
Number 9.
Oh, America, you bunch of dummies.
There's some pretty good movies that year,
first
too.
First Lethal Weapon?
Yeah, the first one.
Stakeout was that year, too.
And The Witches of Eastwick.
Secret of My Success.
The Untouchables.
Yep.
Dang. That's some good movies.
Good movies. How many of those have you seen?
List them again.
So, 3 Men and a Baby. I think everybody's seen it. Fatal Attraction.
Seen.
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Seen.
Good Morning Vietnam.
Seen.
Moonstruck.
Nope.
The Untouchables.
Seen.
Secret of My Success.
Seen.
Stakeout.
Seen.
I'm going to skip Lethal Weapon.
Seen.
The Witches of Eastwick.
Seen.
Yeah.
You've seen 9 of them.
Boom. I'm 90%.
Let's go to your top 10.
Yeah, let's do that.
So,
see how many you've seen.
Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
Seen.
I fucking hope so.
Terms of Endearment. I don't think I've seen that, actually.
Terms of Endearment. Which one was that? I feel like I've seen that.
You probably have. Flashdance, I've seen it. Trading Places, seen it. War Games, seen it. Octopussy, seen it. Sudden Impact, seen it. Staying Alive, that was the John Travolta one. No, I have not seen that one.
Is that the second one or the first one?
That was the second one.
Seen it.
Yeah.
Staying Alive is the first one.
Directed by Sylvester Stallone.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Right?
He's in it for a second.
Mr. Mom, seen it.
Boom.
Risky Business, seen it. Boom. So I got 8 of the 10 of mine.
Oh, see, y'all giving me shit.
And Cody was 1981. I think. Let's see. Here we go. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Seen it.
Seen it.
On Golden Pond.
Seen it.
Superman 2.
Seen it.
Arthur.
Seen it.
Stripes.
Seen it.
Cannonball Run.
Seen it.
Chariots of Fire.
Seen it.
For Your Eyes Only.
Seen it.
The Four Seasons.
Seen it.
Time Bandits. Of course you've seen that.
I love that movie. I own that shit.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
You talk about it all the time.
Yep.
Can't stop about it. It's
ridiculous. Can't stop, won't stop.
Nope.
Get it.
Won't stop, mother.
Edit yourself, motherfuckers.
Gers. Ha!
Yeah. Radio edit.
Yeah. Bitches. So, yeah. And then, let's see. Eric was born in, what, 47?
Munger.
He's so old. He's not here, guys. I was just making fun of him because it's fun. Let's go over Taj's movies real quick. He's usually on this show.
What year is he 1980.
Born?
1980.
Yep.
Carrie Underwood was born in 1983. Weird. I found a list of people born in that year.
All right, so we'll go over Taj's top 10, and we'll see who's seen what. So number one, Empire Strikes Back.
Seen it.
9 to 5.
Seen it.
Stir Crazy.
Seen it.
Gene Wilder? Right?
Yeah.
Okay, seen it.
Airplane.
Seen it.
Seen it. Any Which Way You Can.
Yeah, seen of course. It. No.
Private Benjamin.
Joe didn't see that one. Joe, he's trying to get by. He's trying to sneak by.
I heard him.
I said no.
I heard him.
No, you didn't see it. Everyone look at him.
Private Benjamin.
Which one's that one?
One with Goldie Hawn?
No.
Oh, yeah. Seen that.
Of course I had Goldie Hawn.
Coal Miner's Daughter.
See, that one's weird.
Yeah, weird.
I've seen that one, yeah.
Smoking the Bandit 2.
Ooh. Yeah, I've seen it.
Not 3.
Oh, no.
Still seen that.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I the Blue Lagoon.
Smoking the Bandit 2, for those wondering. They get the elephant that time.
That's right.
Yeah. Still Smoking the Bandit with the elephant, in case anybody was confused.
Elephants, technically.
Mm, good point.
Yep, because that bitch is pregnant.
Yeah. Oh.
It was.
What was that?
I don't know. That was so mean.
What?
He's like, oh,
don't make fun of that poor elephant.
Mean coming from you.
Not supposed to ask an elephant if it's pregnant.
How can you tell?
I don't know.
Cause the extra trunk. Sorry. What do you call a three humped camel? Pregnant.
Yeah. That's the cleanest joke you've ever told.
I'm pretty sure it is.
We can get worse. Want to go worse?
No. Let's just continue on with the list.
The Blue Lagoon.
I've not seen those.
Joseph?
Yeah, seen it.
Okay. And the Blues Brothers.
Of course.
Seen that too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what this weird... The Shining was that same year. Not good movie. Not bad movie, but...
The Shining?
Not good, yeah.
It's good.
No, it's not. It's a good movie. It's not, you know, great.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
It's good. Watch.
I prefer the book.
Yeah, you do, you nerd.
Yeah, you pretentious jerk.
I fucking hate that.
And yet you said it.
That's why I said it, because it was funny, and I hate it. Boom. Did you happen to look at the money those movies made?
Star Wars did $203,000.
That's like now, though, right?
No, it's on Wikipedia. I didn't check to see where if it's adjusted
domestic
for inflation or
gross.
Not.
Domestic gross. I don't know if that's actually considered. Right here it says the Raiders Lost Ark made $212 million.
Damn.
That could be right, but I think that seems like overall. Well, domestic gross, though. I don't know how that actually works. This list does not do me bueno on that little wee bit of list here. Let's see. What's this one say? Oh, here we go. This one lists openings. Movie Mojo has, or Box Office Mojo has openings. Raiders Lost Ark opened on 1,078 screens to $8.3 million.
Jesus.
Opened June 12th. On Golden Pond, opened on 2 theaters and made $89,000 to go on to move to, on its total gross of 1,000. 15 theaters made a total of $119 million. That's a hell of an increase.
It's a lot of bang for your buck there, sir.
Yeah, it's a lot of boom. Superman 2 debuted on 1,397 screens.
Dang.
And opened to 14 million, nice. But fell off, even though it went up 500 more theaters, to only 108 million. Arthur, 701 screens for a grand total of 2.7 million, ended up on 701 screens and domestic gross of 95. And then Stripes is about the same thing. They don't have a total number, but it made 85 mil.
Oh, hey, Cody, you're the same age as Jeremy Rayner.
Yeah, we're like brothers.
Yeah, you are.
Sort of. We're
and Elijah Wood.
Both are great at archery.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake. That's Tom Hiddleston. You got a good list here.
It's true. It's true.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yep. Born with the greats. Except for Justin Timberlake. I'd take that him in my ear other than over some other people.
Nowadays, he's not so bad.
Yeah, like some people. You know what I mean? I'm talking about Mike.
Mike doesn't like Justin Timberlake? No, JTL? JTL, I don't know.
JTT.
Timberlake is one word. Like, this is less
than. Nah, I'm going to abbreviate.
They call him JT. So you're close.
Natalie Portman was born in 81.
Boom, kid!
Chris Evans.
Yeah!
Amy Schumer.
Gross! That bitch ain't like 47? Really? Really? I thought she was like way older than that.
Why?
Only if you're 47.
Nah, when you guys, I'm 41.
Yeah, man. See?
Math is horrible, you fucks.
Beyonce.
1 year for every kid.
Beyonce Knowles? Yeah, Beyonce.
Yeah.
She was born.
There's no other Beyoncés ever.
I don't know.
No, I'm telling you, there is no other Beyoncé.
Okay,
ever.
Fair enough.
There's only one Beyonce.
That was
Jeez, that was
Polly's original name.
Beyonce?
Princess Beyonce.
Mm. Big Destiny's Child fan?
Yeah, our neighbors apparently were.
Britney Spears. December 2nd.
Yeah.
This was the year of fucking, apparently.
Year before.
Well, not all of them.
Some of them were conceived in that year, too.
Yes. Amy Lee from Evanescence.
Ugh, gross.
What, you don't like sharing a birthday year of sir?
The whore bag? No.
Why is she a whore bag, Cody?
Because Cody secretly likes her?
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Yeah, I basically had nobody, not really many people born. I mean, there was a lot of people born. Oh, Chris Hemsworth. Ah. In 1983, Mia Kunis. Jonah Hill.
Let's see. Do your list. I'm pulling up Mike's real quick.
Shut Where's up. Mike was 1987.
Yep.
Did it, boom, 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 births. Don't know you.
You got Zac Efron.
Boo.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wiz Khalifa. He's only 28.
Ellen Page.
Ugh. It's rough. Kesha. Rough? Kesha. It's just because, like, he looks super rough. For being 28.
He's just got tattoos and he's skinny.
Hillary Duff.
Yeah, there you go.
And that was, I mean, there's more, but like.
Kendrick Lamar. Blake Lively. There you go. Yeah, your list is kind of shitty.
Yeah, no, it's very, like, yours was ginormous and Mike's and mine were.
Tom Felton.
Incredibly short.
Who that?
It's a Harry Potter reference. He's the bad guy. He's a little blonde kid. Bow Wow. Wait, that doesn't make no sense.
How's that doesn't make any sense at all.
It says here he's 29 years old.
He looks like he's still like 16.
Racist. Oh, Snooki was born the same year.
How is that racist?
Mike?
I don't know. How is that racist?
It's because it is.
No, it's not.
Mike, you have a lot of... Colin Kaepernick was born the same year where Mike. They're like best friends.
Yeah. We know each other well.
Miles Teller. Mr. Fantastic.
I think part of it is people don't usually break out until about this age.
Is that the problem?
If you think about it, though?
So, like, their first movies?
Yeah, like, these first set of movies.
Yeah.
Still alive Quicksilver was born the same year you were?
Hmm?
Evan Peters? Oh. The Quicksilver is still alive?
I don't like how they do that one.
With the weird, shiny clothes? Yeah.
Well, no. Not with the clothes. Like, the running effect. Like, the Flash TV show looks better. The running effect, they just put a fan in front of his face and he moves real. Yeah.
With his goggles?
Dummy. Cut it out, dummy.
Cut it out, dummy.
Film debuts of 1983 or 1987. Patricia Arquette. Anybody guess what her first movie was?
True Romance.
Nope.
True Romance didn't come out in 87.
Fucking no.
Oh. What was her first movie?
Unless that was like a starring role, so it'd be...
I don't even know what
her first movie was. Is it a movie we
know? Yes.
I don't know. Go.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors.
Oh. Cock-sucking motherfucking.
I'll just go over the big ones here. Alec Baldwin.
First movie?
Yeah.
Shadow?
Nope. Shadow. Maybe the first movie you know of him. Actually, Hunt for October would be before that, but that's still not even his first movie.
Hunt for October is after The Shadow.
I'm pretty sure it was before.
Well, the shitty graphics in The Shadow.
That doesn't mean anything.
I know, but it just... If I'm just trying to
keep
go
going. I'll look it up.
Forever Lulu.
Well, I don't know really? What that is.
Neither do I.
1990 was Red for Hunt for October.
Jason Bateman.
He was on
Teen
a TV
Wolf 2.
Show.
Yep.
Oh, fuck
Teen
yeah.
Wolf 2.
And it was a starring role.
George Clooney.
Yeah, but he was on a TV show for a while.
You're on the TV show for a while.
George Clooney.
With a rich. Coming fresh off that Roseanne success. He rode that high all the way to a starring role in...
Joseph was correct. The Shadow is 1994.
What?
Hunt for October was 4 years before that. So
how can that look
in your face.
40 years better than,
your
than The Shadow?
I know my movies.
You guess, motherfucker.
I did not guess because I actually...
You guess, motherfucker.
Saw both those movies, so I know when they came out.
Bam.
So did I.
It's really nice being old as fuck.
In the
dropping
theaters.
The knowledge.
Shouldn't have seen Hunt for October in theaters because that shit made no sense to me when I was fucking 9. Like, what the fuck is going on? Why are they not Russian?
Why is Sean Connery playing Russian?
Yeah, weird. Go ahead. Sorry.
So we had George Clooney. What was his debut role?
Out of sight.
I don't think that's what it was.
Yeah, it wasn't that at all.
I don't know.
Three Kings.
Mm-mm. No, it was in 1987.
The Perfect Storm.
Just tell us what it is.
Return to Horror High.
Oh, shit! He was in that?
That sounds awful.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Let's see, the next one. Da-da-ba-ba. Brad Pitt.
Thelma and Louise.
No.
Fuck! God damn it, I thought that was it.
I don't think that was made in 87.
I don't know, dude. I just know that's the oldest one I could picture him in.
This was debut, so like...
Yeah, I know, but I know he had a small part in that.
Yeah, he did.
So, that was a good guess.
Cody, it goes to you.
Thelma and Louise, I'm going to check what year that came out.
I don't know, man. Give what, me all that shit. I can't think of what movie... I can't think of what his first movie is. What was it?
No Man's Land.
He was in that?
Thelma and Louise was 91.
It's credited right here.
Yikes.
Weird.
This one's for Mike. Chris Rock.
CB4.
No.
That wasn't his first one. New Jack City.
New Jack was his first one?
Right? Wasn't that his first one?
Not according to this.
Oh, nope. Yeah. What was it?
Oh. Oh, yeah. God damn it.
Beverly right. Hills Cop 2.
Yeah, he played the waiter.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, this will be funny.
And not the one in the first one that was Damon Wayans.
Yeah,
the one in the second one that was.
This one's going to be funny. David Spade.
Was that the one Zapped?
No.
No, not Zapped. What was it?
Oh,
what was that?
Oh, no. I know. Police Academy 5?
Nope.
4.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that the one they go to Russia?
No, that's the skater one. Yeah. That's the one Tony Hawk was in.
Then we'll round it out with Jesse Ventura.
Jesse Ventura's first movie?
You're going to have to think about this really hard.
Is it Predator?
It's Predator.
Mike, I'm going to whisper to you, Mike, it's Predator.
Is it Predator?
It's Predator.
Oh,
good
you're
job,
so
Mike.
Good. High five for Mike. Ugh. So smart. Yeesh. The Shadow.
Pull that list up for, that was 80 what?
That was 87. That was 87? You. Here's 81. Film debuts. Ben Affleck.
Phantoms.
It wasn't 81.
Is it Phantoms? It's Phantoms.
I don't even know what Ben Affleck's first movie was.
Actually, I don't know either. I mean,
well, you
I
do now. I mean, now, looking like, at it.
Yeah, liar.
1981.
But I couldn't even like envision what this movie is.
I don't know what it is. What did he do in 81?
The Dark End of the Street.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah. Let's see. Next we'll do Jason Alexander.
Oh, Seinfeld the movie.
No.
Damn it.
1981.
Seinfeld the movie. No. It predated it by...
That's where they got it from.
13 years.
Is that McDonald's commercial?
Yes, that McDonald's commercial. The movie. Yeah.
The movie. McDonald's was everywhere back in the day.
The Burning.
Nobody knows what that is.
Really?
Yeah. Don't say, oh, like, you know what it is?
He probably like, oh, actually yeah. does know what it is. Kim Basinger, Basinger.
I've heard it both ways. boo.
Is it 81?
Yeah.
Fuck, I have no clue. I'm going to say that weird one with
I know them.
Val Kilmer.
That weird one with Val Kilmer.
McCoy. Kilmer.
The real McCoy.
Nope, he's not in this movie.
All right, what is it?
The real McCoy.
Hard Country.
Ooh, that's dirty.
Right.
All right. Country?
Country.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, Country.
Spelled a little different than what you kids normally spell. There's no O in it.
Tom Cruise.
Outsiders.
Nope.
No, it was...
You can't say no like
Born
that
on 4th of July, right?
Nope.
No.
Was that his first one? Man. Oh, no. His first one was the one he lied to get on.
Cocktail.
No.
No, it's a war one, right?
I actually don't think I've ever seen it.
Ooh, yeah.
And it doesn't look like a war one. It also stars Brooke Shields.
Yeah, what was it?
Martin Hewitt. You just want to know?
Yeah.
Endless Love.
Oh, that's right. No.
No clues.
Outside is other good ones. Demi Moore.
Demi Moore was in.
Were you going to say Striptease? G.I. Jane. Those are both wrong.
Yeah.
Demi Moore. I wasn't part of the. No, that was older. I think maybe it was one of those ones she did with
St. Elmo's Fire.
No.
No, because that was after.
That's as old as I could date in my head.
Yeah, I don't know what hers would be.
Choices.
Nope.
I choose not to believe it.
We all make choices in our life. She made one.
That one was the wrong one. Into a movie.
Jeffrey Rush.
Oh, damn. Who's Jeffrey Rush?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It takes a second.
Geoffrey Rush? Is that better?
Yeah.
His first fucking movie? Who fucking knows? That dude made a shit ton of movies.
Right?
Yeah.
Hoodwink.
Ew! That came out in 81?
Apparently.
It's not the Hoodwink you're thinking of.
No, not the animated one. I know that.
Oh, God, that'd be awful.
Cool World. Was it Cool World?
Was it Cool World?
Like a benefit from Hoodwinked.
Meg Ryan.
Oh, we just watched
Joe vs. the Volcano.
No.
I love that movie.
You bring that movie up
all
enough?
The time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, way more than you should.
No. When you describe Meg Ryan, you need to add Joe the Volcano. I'm like, oh, Meg Ryan. She played three roles in it. They were all sisters.
I missed one.
Cousins. Missed one.
An actor that everybody should know.
1981, Meg Ryan.
Mystic Pizza.
No.
I don't think she was in that.
That's a thing?
Elsa didn't come out in 81.
I don't know.
Okay.
Could have
What
me.
Is it?
Rich and Famous.
Oh.
Are you counting TV movies?
I'm just going by whatever their it says for their debut
is. What was the one you forgot?
So the one that I missed was Alfred Molina.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, he's the one that portrays Indy at the beginning and then dies a horrible, horrible death.
And then we'll round it out with Kathleen Turner.
Overdrive.
Nope.
Kathleen Turner, Overdrive.
Sounds like a good name for a band.
that's an obscure reference for a lot of listeners. Kathleen Turner, Turner. The oldest one I can think of. I know that can't be it, but
Remains in the Stone?
Yeah.
God damn it, I missed two other ones.
You're fucking awful.
This game. I am fucking
War of the Roses.
War of the Roses.
Remains in the Stone.
No.
What was it?
What was the other stone one?
Oh, what was the sequel to that one?
Well, it definitely wasn't the sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Body Heat.
Body Heat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isn't that the one with
There's
Mickey
a lot
Rourke?
Of movies that sound like pornos that came out the year I was born.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, dude.
Raise the Lost Ark, Body Heat.
80s, yeah, all that unnecessary nudity.
Yeah, it was the best.
I skipped over James Cameron, right?
Yeah.
So James Cameron.
Film debut?
Yep.
As like on screen?
He doesn't know.
I'm going by this list, and it's directed by him. So
it's probably not in it then.
It's probably not in it, like, but it's his debut.
First direct Terminator?
No.
No, it wasn't.
That's the oldest thing I think of. That's the only reason I said it. What was it, Joe?
Piranha 2, The Spawning.
That's horseshit.
You're horseshit. Kevin Costner.
'81?
Yeah. Yep.
Fuck, I don't even know.
No clue. I can't even guess one.
Malibu Hot Summer.
Ugh. Go to a newer year. Like a closer year and see if we can catch some of these ones that aren't fucking early 80s. Okay. We've all been alive for a minute.
Well,
like 95. Pick 95.
All right, let's see if I can find it from 1995.
Let's see if there's any actors there we know.
That is going the wrong way.
Yeah, man, stop it.
It's like 1895.
No, it does say it goes 1892,
1890. Who made their film debut in 1892?
It ends in 1874 is the technically the first one. Okay, here we go. Where do you want, what year?
95. Nice round number.
1995 in film.
Nice round number.
Not a whole lot there. Let's see.
No good actors?
96.
Well, no, like, it's in a totally different format. In,
They done fucked us.
They fucked us.
1995, they fucked us.
Let's go. Let's try just 96.
Judge Dredd. Was nobody's debut. Except for that one broad that didn't that couldn't start the bike.
What the fuck, Wikipedia?
Oh, way to go, Wikipedia.
God damn it, Wikipedia.
Changed and weird and shit.
You Wikipedia bitch.
Someone edited the fuck out of that thing without permission.
Okay, wait. No.
Yeah.
They're just doing this weird subcategory thing.
No more subcategories.
No more subcategories.
Fuck your subcategories.
Ba-ba-bum.
Yeah. Coke.
Does a body good. 1995 film.
Never a saying that anyone has ever said.
Ba-ba-bum. List of Bollywood. Ba-ba-bum. Jesus Christ.
Ba-dum-bum. Ba-dum-bum. Yeah.
Well, we're not doing that game.
Well, that game's a bust.
Pretty much.
Thanks, Wikipedia.
For being totally inconsistent.
You bitches.
19...
You know what we should do, though, because it is the first podcast since, is we should give our thoughts on the new Ninja Turtle movie since it was such a...
Since only two of us have seen it.
...talking point.
No, go for it.
In the past.
Go for it.
You can't really spoil it, like... It's not spoiled.
They fight the Shredder at the end.
So after Leo dies, and then they put him into a robot body. I'm just kidding. Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the one. Like, the second thing that bothered me the most about the movie is the Turtles never actually fight Shredder. The closest they come is when the Foot are trying to help him escape out of the prison truck, the transfer truck. It's the closest you come to the Turtles fighting him. And they don't even, like, all they do is shoot manhole covers at the
They're saving
the
it, man.
And then they go to shoot a net to capture him. And then he goes through dimensional rift, and that's basically how he gets away.
But I'm okay with that.
They never, but they never fight him for the rest of the movie. They don't even see him for the rest of the movie.
But I'm okay with that because it's not a movie about them fighting him. It's about Krang coming over.
Yeah, but it'd be nice for them to fight their nemesis.
Nah.
Yeah.
In a way. I mean, this isn't a short fight.
This isn't Turtles in Time. You don't fight Shredder in order to get to Krang.
They fought Bebop and Rocksteady. That's all I was looking for in this one.
They did.
Yeah.
And they fought Krang.
Should have fought more.
Yeah. Though,
with those ones, those two.
But they fought Shredder in the first one. You don't really need to fight him again.
The other thing that bothered me, the thing that bothered me the most, though, was the fact they never touch on the fact why he's 40 years younger.
Because they're just fixing dumb mistakes they made in the past.
They never really showed him that much in the first one.
Oh, yeah, they did. Oh, yeah, I rewatched it the day before, that same day.
They do. He's way younger, and they're just basically fixing that mistake.
He's way shorter, too. They're like, nah, the ooze made him younger.
It could have made him younger and
the
shorter.
The shorter thing doesn't matter.
Still could have. It's his mutant power.
Yeah.
Grew shorter.
It's probably
didn't become a pig, choice. Didn't become a rhino, didn't become
just
a turtle,
a shorter version
didn't
of himself.
Become a rat, became a shorter version of himself. You got the short end of that stick.
Ha short end of that stick. No, it's a fun movie. Krang was super dope.
Yeah.
You could tell that. He was like a hodgepodge version of a Krang suit, but he was like he's basically a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say Krang suit, the body he was in.
Yeah.
But the best part is like Krang argues with him. He's like, he's trying to get back inside the cabin. He's like, come on, push me in. And he's like, and he reaches up and punches his face. It's so funny.
His eye like pops out all weird. He's like,
he's like, you stupid robot. I was like, yeah.
But does he have that like weird slurping?
No, he's super moist.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like from the original.
Dude, there's
Turtles
a part
cartoon.
Where he's getting in Shredder's face and he slaps him with one of his gooey tentacles and it gets like snot all over his face.
You can see it like hit his outfit.
He actually like,
Shredder's outfit.
It up. What do you call it? Tentacle. He calls it something. The way he describes it, I went,
vomit. But Brad Garrett from I Believe It's Raymond was the voice.
He did a great job.
He did a good job.
Because it's obviously a throwback to the 80s cartoon. Like just the attitude and everything and this is a Nickelodeon movie, so a lot of the new TMNT stuff is in there, like the way the bot suit kind of works and maneuvers and stuff like that. But it looks good. The suit looks super dope. He was kind of frightening the more he got to talk. He moved around all weird, and I like how he like they took him out of the suit and moved him around like all because the suit. Like fighting turtles, and he's back over here doing something else.
And he's on these weird tentacles.
Yeah.
Oh, so he didn't have like the little in
the
cartoon
floating pod.
He had like
the
no,
little
it wasn't
floating
a pod
platform.
Pod. It wasn't it like a three.
We had the three. Yeah, we had the
like
little
thing that
of,
he scooted
yeah.
around on.
Yeah, and then later on, he had the little float like the little platform that he sat on and floated around.
This
yeah.
one, he was just on these like tentacle things that came out of the robot.
I think there's three of them too.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's so like it was creepy because like when you saw him, like I would say attached to him, like his gross body brain stuff was like. Like almost growing down the tentacles at first, but it was super creepy, and like they went in, they retracted inside the body, and then he would just get stuck because he's bigger than the opening.
Yeah,
and then he had to get stuffed in. It's pretty funny.
Did they explain his origins in it at all, or did they just kind of like here he is?
So no, well, kind of. They don't really tell his origins. They basically Shredder is they find this technology. They figure out how to use a teleport with it. So when they're going to escape, the plan B was, plan A would be the truck would go somewhere, they'd get him out, they'd teleport him away from the scene, they wouldn't know where he went. Well, the turtles came down, they stopped plan A, literally dead in its tracks.
Right.
And so they're like, oh, well, plan B. So he goes to jump to this helicopter to get away, and then Baxter Stockman opens up a portal. And it's cool because it sucks him in, but when it does it, it breaks him apart into pieces and he's sucked right in. It's pretty cool. And when he comes out and he gets basically shit out of the other end of the portal, he's on the deck of what looks like the Technodrome. And there's Krang talking about how like he's in this other dimension and like he basically needs him. He's gonna help him defeat the turtles if he finds these two other pieces to the main portal unit so he can open the rift. And then, so that's like basically like that. And then he sends him back.
Which is straight out of an episode
yeah.
of season two of the cartoon, by the way.
Yeah. It's cool because when they do finally get all three pieces and they open up the rift, it looks like the crack from the cartoon. Mm-hmm. And then everything starts spilling through it.
Because it's not big enough to see the Technodrome.
It didn't have enough power to do it. It's going to
reassemble itself on the other side. Yeah, it's pretty dope. Looks super dope. And when the Technodrome finally gets... It never gets 100% together, but when it gets to the point where it starts operating, it looks so badass.
Has the eyeball?
Yeah.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, yeah. And the little cannon thing.
Nice.
It looks so much like it's like the perfect...
It's a very good homage to back to the...
All of it was. Everything. Every bit of it.
Rocksteady and Bebop?
Perfect. Spot the fuck on.
Nice. Spot on. Perfect. Exactly. As dumb as you wanted them to be, as funny as you wanted them to be, but as brutal as you wanted them to be, too. They're pretty dope.
And disgusting.
Yeah.
How was Arrow as
good.
Kissy Jones?
Yeah. Just good. Yeah. You could tell, the only problem I had with that is because this movie is obviously more geared towards kids.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, some of it, like, me personally, I was like, oh, just straighten it up just a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. give us a little bit more credit. But then I got to remember, like, oh, yeah, I'm not the kid that's supposed to be watching this movie anymore.
Yeah, they're placating down for the dummies.
So they do that a little bit in the movie, which is a little bit of a bummer, but it doesn't ruin the movie, like, at all. But, yeah, he does a good job. And then, like, everything he does is got that, like, hockey spin and flair to it. So nice. It's
the fact
he
just happens to find Tyon inline rollerblades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Well, not even. They're there, and he tapes them onto his shoes. But it's like, just happens to find him in a car that's in there. I was like, all right, well, whatever.
That car's been sitting there since the early '90s. Yeah,
yeah, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, it was. He kicked ass in it too. Like, yeah. And they did a good job too, because so his only fight scenes are with the Foot Clan. And then, you know, in that part of the trailer that you see. It's super dope. And then later on, he's basically fighting, and he has a history with Rocksteady and Bebop built into the film. So he fights them, but it's more of, like, it's not him, like, kicking their ass, because obviously
they're mutated.
So
he's
outsmarting them and then getting them that way. So they did a good job of not letting him go up against basically superheroes and beat them up. Like, he had to outsmart the dummies. So
nice.
They did a good job, man. It was kind of everything I wanted it to be. Like, I wish just a little, like, one more big fight scene would have been super dope. But I kind of feel that way about every, like, cool action movie. I always feel like there should be one more, so.
Yeah. Did they get what you wanted?
Nope.
Which was
Neither of them. The three things that I wanted out of this movie, because we already saw, like, a lot of, like, what I would have said is I wanted to see Krang, but we saw in the commercials we're going to get Krang.
Yeah.
The three things I wanted was I wanted Back to Stockman to become a fly, or at least allude to it, which they kind of did, but kind of didn't. I wanted Mausers.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I wanted...
Mausers a little early, I would say, though.
Not really, because the way they put him in the movie is he's been working with Shredder on things.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd think, like, in his mad lab, he would have at least a prototype of one. Searched everywhere for it.
Fair enough.
I mean, it could have been cut out, but I didn't see it. So, I mean, I saw it once, so I could have missed it. But I haven't seen anything online about it, nothing like that. Eli viewers. And the third thing I wanted was the crazy teenagers in the flying car.
That's way early.
Yeah, I don't even think.
That's way early.
But I always wanted to, like, I just wanted, like, like a reference to
it. Here's what pissed me off, that when I get it on iTunes, I'm going to study the shit out of it, is... So Krang betrays Shredder in it. That's Shocker. Why we don't get a Shredder fight scene at the end. Freezes him when he's on the Technodrome. Clawfang comes out, grabs him, puts him in this giant storage unit to make him his warrior for later.
Okay.
And this area has hundreds of people.
Frozen things.
And I'm like, when I see that and it goes and it zooms in, I'm like looking, but it's so fucking fast. You can't get a look at anything in there. And I'm like, dude, this could be all the shit in Ninja Turtles. Like, everything you want. Like, and I'm looking, but it goes so fucking fast. So I really need that pause button.
Yeah.
To be able to check that out.
Stop the projector.
Stop it. Pause the projector.
It's not actually how it works. Like, you would hit it and be like,
it's digital. Like a pause.
It's digital, yeah. It's not like they're going to burn the film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was, it made me so mad. I was like, just slow down a little bit. Throw, like, anything.
Like a there. Howard the Duck type thing, you know, where you
throw
like,
the fucking 50s kids.
Yeah, that's all I wanted. I mean? Like, just the look of it, you know? Because, I mean, they're from another dimension. He's from another dimension. You know, I could have had it. Just that's all I wanted was like, even if you just see like the front end of the car or something, I'm like, oh fuck yeah! Like,
well, which we don't know. They're from the same dimension, if I recall right.
Yeah, they're from they're from the outside world because he's from the inside. That's why he likes underground.
Yeah, it would be funny, like
just like anything, a giant
tube, and it's got the car and the two kids in it for no reason at all.
Like that's all I wanted. Like it has to move it out of the way to get Shredder into his little cryo thing.
But to be fair, that could be a lot. It could be nothing at all. But I feel like that's such an opportunity to throw in all kinds of crazy shit that like they had to have done something. So
because Turtles, at least the cartoon series, was one of those things where they were just like, "What do we do this week? How about a garbage man that's made out of garbage?
Fuck yeah! Is 1 foot fused to a manhole cover?
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's an easy way to just do that.
And he's the one that gets. He literally tells them, like, if you synthesize this, this gives you the ability to make an army. Which, by the way, just like he picks. It's funny to me, like obviously logically, if you're thinking that you wouldn't pick those two to test it on. Yes, maybe, but not to make the Ultimate Warriors, because he goes, I got the perfect two, and I'm thinking, those are the perfect two, huh?
Those are the two perfect two that you know. You're not gonna lose somebody.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean. A guy, but it's just funny.
To their credit, they were super strong. They got out of that situation and helped Shredder. Like they helped Shredder before they were.
All right,
a rhinoceros and a little piggy.
You're a rhinoceros. What am I? I'm a little piggy.
I'm a little piggy.
There's some pretty inappropriate stuff in it too.
Like what?
Rocksteady and Bebop.
Look at their dicks.
Really?
Like after they transform, they look down and pull their waistline out, and they're like, "My man."
Yeah. Super weird. Yeah.
Mikey. Are they given the names Rocksteady and Bebop?
No, that's their names. Like there's like this is my associate Rocksteady, and I'm Bebop. He's like my Finnish friend over here. He's like, yeah, that's right. I'm Finnish. So whatever I start, I finish. You get it? My man, it's so funny. Yeah, Seamus and I can't think of his name right now. The guy who played Bebop did such a good job because they were like the like these thuggish dudes like beforehand. And like the best part is when they're like when they get out and they go to this bar to get burner phones from Mayhem.
Mayhem's in it.
Yep, Mayhem's really?
Yeah,
it's fantastic. Cool. He looks exactly like Mayhem. He's all beat up and stuff. It's fantastic.
Nice.
Their time, I was like, we don't need Shredder. We could do, like, look what he did. Came from nothing, and he's a, you know, the most terrified, most wanted man in New York. I was like, we could do that. We could team up, start low, build up, you know? And then Shredder walks up and goes, so what we mean is we're going to help you build up the ranks of of the Foot Clan. Yeah. It's pretty funny. And then Casey Jones goes there and fucking vigilante terrifies the shit out of Mayhem, shattering booze and glasses everywhere. Just gives him up, like, I wouldn't say just like that, but pretty quickly. He's like, man, get out of here. Here's this handy, convenient GPS that can track the phones that he's getting.
Yeah, anybody that, because a lot of the complaints that I saw about it was like, one, too kiddish and cartoony. I'm like, well, yeah, it's for kids.
Fucking Ninja
Turtles.
It's
right.
Heavily based off the cartoon more than anything else. So, yeah.
We're not getting murdered.
And then people are like, oh, the plot's simple and they take convenient leaps. I'm like, it's a fucking kids movie. Like, you can't have a, like, it's not a Chris Nolan movie. You know what I mean? Like,
Chris Nolan's Turtles.
Oh, fucked up that would be.
Dark and broody.
I love it.
It would be awesome.
Kind of has it now.
How were the rest of the cast? Megan Fox and
Will Arnett.
The only two returning people were Megan Fox and Will Arnett.
Well, they're the only ones that would be, the only other ones that should return, really, to it.
Well, William Schieffer's character, but they were good. It's funny because Vern's the one that takes all the credit.
Okay.
So they can keep the turtles in secret.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, did you watch the deleted scenes at all from the first one? So I was watching, I watched the second one, I was like, oh, they have special features. So I watched some of them. There's actually a scene they shot with April and the turtles in public that was aired on the news that they cut out of the movie.
Really?
Yeah, like they're so after they catch the they land on the sign, they're basically catching it.
Uh-huh.
There's all those people around that you're like, people saw them. Like, you saw in the first one that people seen them and they disappeared.
Yeah,
like they must have thought, oh, this is not going to work out or whatever, because they're like, you see them with a crowd of people around them taking pictures of cell phones while Vern is like with one arm in a sling filming them. And I was like, oh, okay, that's different,
a little too public.
way a little too public. Yeah, because it would like go against what the whole like premise of this movie would be. Out of the Shadows, obviously. Yeah,
right.
Which is actually kind of a lie because they're still kind of in the shadows in a way, but they do it pretty. They do it pretty funnily.
Yeah.
So, it's fun. By the end of it, my question would be, what happens to the Technodrome? Does it go underground?
We don't know where it goes, but it does go back through a rift.
So the whole, all the pieces are following a tracking device.
A beacon,
mm-hmm. A tracking beacon. And so the whole premise of getting the Technodrome out of there is they send the beacon back through the other side, and they get it back through in time to send everything else. So we don't know where it went, but it's just not over New York City anymore.
Because wow. It literally shows up.
It's like they left above. It open where he could be back in Dimension X, and he could just be fucking. Because he even says, Krang at one point, "I'll be back 10,000 times stronger," which again, another direct quote from the cartoon series. So he even says that as he's going back, and you know they got all those warriors, and they got Shredder too, frozen, ready to go. So you don't know if they're back in Dimension X or if they have the technology to come back, if the thing was open now that they can go back and forth. We don't know any of that. So they could be underground. They could get to underground if they want to. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot. They left it all open for whatever they wanted to do. Like they didn't hamstring themselves at all. So
was there any after credits stuff?
Nothing, dude.
Nothing that hinted towards a third one?
Nope.
Mm. Wow.
I mean, other than the fact, like, it's there's no real resolution at the end, although they get the Technodrome through. But obviously, there's going to be a way to come back because back to Stockman, or they still have technically those three pieces, even shut down. They still have the three pieces to create it.
Uh-huh.
But Krang can hijack.
And Shredder, you know, Shredder ordered Stockman away to their facility in
Tokyo.
So you still have the scientist on this end that can.
Yeah, and he's pissed. That he got taken away
because he was supposed to be like his right hand.
Yeah, because he just wanted the credit for like, look at this cool sciencey thing I did. I want all this credit, and then Shredder's like, "You a bitch," and sent him to.
He doesn't say he's a bitch.
You a bitch. Go to Tokyo.
Go to Tokyo. Bitch. Go to Japan.
It's funny because he's trying to act all hard, and then the foot soldiers grab him, and he's like, "Oh God, no! I mean, I was trying to help you,
but not like in a funny cartoony way, like a more of like a sad, scared,
and nerdy,
really
way.
Pissed uh-huh. way.
Because they did Dude, like he
as much
he
as
was,
I was
so good as
about
back
Tyler,
in Stockton.
Tyler Perry. When I was like Tyler Perry, and then I started thinking about, well, yeah, it makes sense. He did so fucking good. Like he did fantastic.
Good.
The first thing that kind of lets you know he's a super nerd is he does a laugh that he does throughout the movie. It's like the first time he does it, I just laughed. I was like, oh, he's so nerdy. And then he does it a couple other times throughout the movie. I'm like, ah, he's so fucking nerdy. It's pretty funny.
Nice.
One of my favorite gags they did though was when Vern, who's obviously we know his, anyways, he goes to find what should be the unaltered footage of April stealing the ooze.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or mutagen. And so he goes in and goes, there's got to be another camera. And so it's like, camera one, camera two, camera three. And he looks over and goes, and he moves around this big thing. He goes, hidden camera. So he goes and he's looking at it. And he's looking at the wall. He's like, all right. So he pulls the it's a clock, right? Like a, you know, actual digital or analog clock. Mm-hmm. He grabs off the wall and he sees a wire. So he starts pulling on it. It goes up the wall, all the way around the room. He's pulling this whole thing. He's like ripping drywall out. He's all around, comes back to the exact same spot, comes down the wall, and then hits this little panel, and he goes,
and he just opens the panel,
opens
up,
the panel
and
up,
puts the flash drive in.
Yeah, there's really? A little computer in there. It's so funny.
Wow.
It literally, when I say it goes around the room, literally goes the entire room. Like if that Spider-Man picture was the clock,
uh-huh.
the wire would go all the way across, all the way around over here, and then come down right to the bottom of the windowsill. That's exactly where it'd be at. Not the wire didn't go here. It went.
Somebody got paid by the foot.
It was hilarious. The foot.
Get it?
Clan. Yeah. Even though it was actually Baxter Stockman's company that did it, so it wasn't the Foot Clan, but.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Whatever.
Joke killer.
Point of the story is go watch Ninja Turtles because we need a lot more people to watch it to guarantee they make us a third one.
Oh, they're going to make their budget back.
So to wrap up this discussion, I would say,
it's kicking people.
What was something that you missed that you wanted in the movie, and then what would you like to see in the next one?
Well, I already told you what I missed.
But Mike didn't, really. Was there anything that you really wanted?
I did want to see the Turtles fight the Foot Clan more.
So they didn't really fight
the Foot Clan. No, they were kind of defensive when they did it. Like, the few times they, like, they came up to sweep up the last of it when Casey saved April,
mm-hmm.
like, one of them. When they went to the police station to steal back the mutagen.
They're basically just protecting themselves.
Yeah, protecting themselves and the police.
They're very careful to make sure nobody died.
Yeah.
Like, nobody died.
So they didn't really get a chance to fight. I mean, really, the Turtles only fought Rocksteady and Bebop a little bit.
Mm.
But that turned out to be just a clusterfuck because Rocksteady decided to fire a fucking tank off.
He gets in the tank and starts shooting at them and they're inside the plane.
He uses a 50 cal machine gun and just blows out the front of the plane. The pilots get sucked out. It's hilarious.
You
and
see parachutes, though. Oh, they're alive. Yeah, yeah, so they're okay.
Well, I mean, they had parachutes. Doesn't mean they had an accident snap and they got sucked out of a fucking doesn't mean giant they airplane.
Top gun themselves.
Yeah.
Oh.
They didn't goose. There's no flat spin, but there could have been a goosing.
Right.
And then he fires off the cannon and just blows the back of the plane off.
It's so and Bebop funny. Looks at him and is like, dude, seriously?
He's like, oh, yeah, my bad.
I honestly, like I said, I just kind of wish there was like another couple of fight scenes, just because I think that's what those movies should be like 90% of. It's fighting. Just fight scenes.
True. Fighting and then pizza, and yeah. More fighting.
The pizza's pretty funny.
They work in a lot of love for pizza in it too, mm-hmm. which is pretty yeah. funny. Nah, man, I'm actually really really happy with it. I want to see Casey and the Turtles on the same page a little bit more.
Yeah, because he's not a vigilante in this. He just happens yeah. to be fighting.
Yeah. Okay, so he yeah. wasn't not unlike the cartoons.
He was a,
and everything.
So he's a cop.
He's just not a full on vigilante.
Yeah, no, he's on his way though for sure.
Yeah. Okay,
kind of got fired.
Oh,
no.
I mean, he's
probably back though.
He probably could go back if he wanted to. He's back. I mean, he didn't break into the police headquarters.
No, but like the way they break it in is he's in the truck mm-hmm. that's escorting Shredder.
Right,
Rocksteady and Bebop in the early part of it.
Right.
So he feels like he has to go find Steady and Bebop. That's why their paths cross.
Yeah.
But yeah, like they make fun of Casey a lot in it, which was pretty funny. But like, I kind of wish there was like that moment where they clicked a little bit and mm-hmm. they worked together. You didn't really see that. So I would just think more. Like that was the only thing I was kind of bummed that I didn't see. Which is a silly thing, but
no,
I was happy with it, man. I really really enjoyed it, and please make the part 3.
Cool.
Tomorrow.
Start it tomorrow.
It might be a little. Might have some other things to do. Mm-hmm. The one thing though, I do have to say though, this was shot much better than the first one.
Really?
Yeah. The first one was like a lot of those, like, close up. Ways, you know, for a lot of the times, like this was very open, so you got to see a lot more of the action.
The
yeah.
Turtles' personality showed through a
yeah,
lot more,
for
in
sure.
This one.
Especially yeah. when Mikey introduces them all, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Nice,
yeah. Mikey's hilarious throughout, too.
Yeah, like, stepped it up for sure in this one, yeah. too.
So, yeah, thumbs up,
yeah,
Turtles.
I'll get around to seeing it sometime.
Yeah, everyone's on sci-fi eventually.
That's all you watch is sci-fi.
It's not all I watch.
It's like 93% of what he watches.
It's more like 50% of what I watch.
50% higher than that. So yeah, that's it for this week.
Yeah.
Comes naturally, we are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody, and as usual, you guys just came naturally.
A game brought.